This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Hello. Today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about an area of the CARES Act known as the NOL carryback. Now, although the CARES Act came out in 2020 to help with COVID relief, in order to understand the NOL carryback, it's important to go back a little bit further than that. So when I'm talking about NOL carrybacks, what we're referring to is net operating loss carrybacks. Now, prior to what was known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, NOLs could be carried back 2 years and carried forward 20 years. So what that means is if I had a loss in 2017, that loss, I could carry that back 2 years and offset income from 2 years prior. So in 2017, if I had a loss of $1 million as a business loss, I could carry that back to my 2015 return. If I had $500,000 worth of taxable income in 2015, I would offset that, and then I would carry that forward into 2016. And let's say in 2016 I had $600,000 of taxable income, I'd offset $500,000 of that, the remaining amount of my loss, and everybody would move forward and be happy. Well, as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, starting in 2018, the IRS limited that, or Congress limited that. And what they said is prior to, obviously you could carry back 2 years, you could also carry it forward 20 years. What they said is after, starting on 1/1/18, you could no longer carry it backwards. This was one of those budgetary things under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Furthermore, you could carry it forward indefinitely instead of having that 20-year limit. But when you carried it forward, you could only offset up to 80% of taxable income. So this was the rule coming out of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Now, the CARES Act came out, obviously, in 2020 as a way to stimulate the economy with some of the shutdowns and restrictions that were being put in place due to COVID-19. And part of what the CARES Act wanted to do was push money into the economy as quickly as possible. And it wasn't necessarily about putting money into the economy based on things that you were doing in the future. So a lot of stimuli that Congress will come out with are based on you need to do this over the next year and you'll get cash. This was based on looking at what you've done in the past and creating a stimulus to create cash flow based on that. And so what they said is, they said, let's institute a 5-year NOL carryback for NOLs arising from 18, 19, and 20. And this isn't the first time they've done something like this. There was something similar signed by Obama back in 2008 and 2009. Difference is, back then, the NOL carryback, you could only do it for 1 year. We don't have that same restriction here. And what happened is they said, okay, let's go with a 5-year NOL carryback. Still get to carry it forward indefinitely, but we'll do a 5-year NOL carryback. And furthermore, they said that 80% offset of income that I mentioned under the TCJA, they got rid of that for 18, 19, and 20. So they said, not only that, but you can offset 100% of taxable income for those years. We don't have to do it before then because we could already offset 100% of taxable income from an NOL for years started prior to 2017. And so this is a way for companies to look at maximizing losses and pushing it into the current year. And a lot of businesses are starting to take advantage of that and looking at how do we maximize losses in our 2020 tax year. Now, there's other reasons that this becomes important. If we think about it, the other landmark portion of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 was decreasing top marginal tax rates and corporate tax rates. So if we just take the corporate tax rate, starting in 1/1/18, the corporate tax rate was dropped from 35% to 21%. So if we think about that, a corporate taxpayer, if they have taxable income in 2020, would be paying at a 21%, but they would have been paying at a 35% rate back in 2015, 2016, 2017. So if we can access this NOL carryback provision to take some deductions from today and pull them back a few years, we can use that to balance some different tax rates. And this is important, especially in an election year where people are debating whether or not Joe Biden will be able to institute some of his tax plans in 2021 and beyond. And so we can look at it, and Joe Biden's tax plan is to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%, but that's still less than the 35% tax rate that we had in 15, 16, and 17. So we can potentially play these different tax rates off each other. Now, one of the ways we do this is through something like a cost segregation study. A cost segregation study can pull depreciation deductions into the current year, either depreciation deductions we could have taken going back a few years if we didn't do the cost segregation study then, or deductions that we're currently just taking over a 39-year basis. So let me give you an example. Let's say that I'm a taxpayer and I bought a building in 2018 and I never did a cost segregation study on it. And that building I paid $10 million for. Now, maybe I didn't do a cost segregation study because I didn't want to take the deductions then. I wanted to spread them out. There could be multiple reasons. Now, in 2020, though, let's just say I'm not making any money in 2020. I have a loss, or I'm breaking even because of the COVID crisis. So I decided to do my cost segregation study today. And that cost segregation study finds that of my $10 million building purchase, $1 million of it was equipment or personal property, and $1 million of it was land improvements. Now, those are eligible for what's called bonus depreciation, which we've talked about in previous podcasts, that are eligible for 100% write-off. So what would happen is, me as a taxpayer that owns the building, I can file what's called a change in accounting method, or a Form 3115, and accelerate my missed depreciation deductions into the current year. Now, I would have been depreciating the $2 million I could have taken as bonus depreciation. I would have been depreciating it. So doing a cost segregation study on this $10 million building would mean I can accelerate about $1.925 million of deductions into the current year, which would take my break-even year, where I have zero taxable income, but I don't have a loss, and it would create a $1.9 million loss. Now, with this NOL carryback, now I've created this net operating loss. Now, what do I do with it? Well, the way the net operating loss works is it's an all-or-nothing proposition. So I don't take it and carry it back to 19. I don't carry it back to 18. What I do is I take my loss from 2020, and I carry it back to the earliest possible year. So I go back 5 years under this NOL carryback. So I would carry this back to 2015. Now, let's say in 2015, I had $500,000 worth of taxable income. Now, I would wipe that out. Now, remember, my carryback loss was $1.9 million, so I'd still have $1.4 million. I would wipe out my income from 2015. I would still have $1.4 million left. Let's say in 2016, I had $700,000 worth of taxable income. That would get wiped out, and I'd carry it into 2017, so on and so forth. Now, let's say I can use it all up between 15, 16, and 17, and I'm at a 30% effective tax rate for those years. That means I generate about $600,000 worth of cash and operating capital by doing this. And that cash can be used to reinvest in the business, do other things with it. Now, if I hadn't used it all up and I get to 2020, well, then I would just carry forward the remaining amount. So this creates a great tax planning opportunity for businesses, even businesses that are concerned about tax rates potentially going up in the future, because I can leverage off that pre-Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax rate and determine when it makes sense. So for a lot of businesses, maximizing deductions in the current year is going to be critical to generate that cash flow. Now, it gets even better than that, because there are other provisions that the IRS is allowing us to do right now because of some of these changes. One of those is it's allowing us to retroactively opt into bonus depreciation. So what do I mean by that? Well, bonus depreciation is an ability to accelerate depreciation deductions into the current year. And under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, for assets with a life of 20 years or less, so equipment, land improvements, from 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, bonus depreciation is 100%. So in other words, if I put $1 million worth of land improvements in, parking lot, for example, in any of those years, I get to write it off 100% instead of depreciating it as I normally would over 15 years. Now, what we get to do, though, is sometimes people will opt out of bonus depreciation. They'll opt out of it because they're saving deductions for the future. And remember, when people were first filing their 2018 tax returns, they did not have this NOL carryback at that time. So they might have chosen to forgo bonus depreciation to push some of those deductions into the future because there was no reason to take them today. Well, now people might be reevaluating that. So under Revenue Procedure 2020-25, the IRS is allowing us to reevaluate that decision and change it, once again, on a change in accounting method. So I can go, let's say I have a parking lot that I said, you know what, in 2018, I was going to take bonus depreciation, but I decided not to. So I opted out of bonus depreciation on that parking lot, and I've been depreciating it over 15 years. And so let's say it was $1 million parking lot. And so let's just, if we do the math, let's say I've taken about $100,000 in depreciation. Well, I can file another change in accounting method on my 2020 return and accelerate the rest into 2020 by opting into bonus. So I can further balance that loss that I'm pushing into 2020 on a depreciation level by potentially opting out of bonus. And this will allow me to then push that loss back into prior years. And these are things that are going to be important for businesses, not just to create this operating capital that people need, because right now we're in a situation where businesses might have struggled a little bit in 2020 due to COVID. But also, it creates some operating capital where then I can go out and utilize that in 2021 to potentially grow my business, do acquisitions, or just, quite frankly, keep as cash reserves, depending, and just wait and see what the economy does. But this is a rare window where we get this ability to not only play the current tax year, but look at my tax rates going backward and make a decision. This is something that almost every business that has depreciation needs to look at in 2020 to make sure that they can optimize it. And it's not just businesses that have depreciation, but depreciation is one of those easy ones to look at. But there's other rationale for why somebody would want to do this. They could be any type of loss that they can accelerate into the current year. They're going to want to look at in 2020 to see if they can do so. Now, there are potential pitfalls. I mean, as with anything, you need to look at where your tax rates were in past years, whether or not you expect to have increases over the next couple of years. And then other businesses might have other issues going on. They might have to look at foreign tax credits or other things on an international scene to make sure that it doesn't have any unforeseen consequences. But the point being is this is a very valuable tool that businesses need to understand about and understand how it works, how it flows through. I appreciate everyone logging on. If you have any questions about this or any of these provisions, please feel free to reach out to me at McGuire Sponsel. We look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com.